5 years after the initial lawsuit was filed, House versus the NCAA has reached a conclusion, resulting in the ability for institutions to directly pay their student athletes with a cap of roughly $20.5 million. Nearly $2.8 billion in back pay will distribute to athletes who competed between 2016 and 2021 over the next decade. The settlement will also introduce sports-specific roster limits, eliminating previous scholarship caps simultaneously. Whip Babcock, athletic director at Virginia Tech, described his feelings about the results.
Yeah, my initial reaction was finally some relief from the uncertainty and the never-ending litigation. It took a long time to get to this point. We really need the structure and regulation and direction, but I also felt some excitement. You know, it's a new opportunity, a new challenge, a positive for Virginia Tech.
Babcock says Virginia Tech is not just responding to the change, but preparing to lead through it. The actions of the settlement will go into effect on July 1st of this year. Connor Arthur, WFIR News.